Tom Turbeville is retiring after 19 years at WTAW. Howdy, this is R. Bowen Lofton, president of Texas A&M University, and I'm inviting you to join the big send-off celebration for Tom at 5 p.m. August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza. Thanks and gig 'em.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there. My gosh, you got some bigwigs to pronounce that name.
Now you have to leave.
Yeah,
you can't
I do.
Stay.
Yeah. I do. It's an edict from the president.
It's over.
My goodness, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
How about that?
It was cool because, I mean, it was because Dr. Lofton did that on the second take. It was really great. He said, you know, it's our bone. He said, Tom who? And then he went ahead and did it, just like he knew you. So it was really cool. It was really cool. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell that part. Oh, never mind. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's it. All right, so you got that going for you. Great story. Anyway,
he knows me.
Yeah, August the 17th, right here at Crystal Park Plaza, you get to actually, and it's 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm. Don't be showing up at 5 in the morning.
No, I mean, you
nobody
you
will
want.
Be pleasant then.
No. 5 p.m. until 6 p.m., Tom is going to be downstairs, and you're actually going to get to watch him do his sportscast, and you'll realize that for 19 years, that's all he had to do. You'll go and you'll go, guys, that all he does? That's it? That's all there is to this? And then you know, we'll have a shake and howdy, and... And Tom will mingle among the crowd and say, enough about me. What do you think about me?
Yeah, really. So anyway, I didn't come down here to talk about me. I came down here to hear you talk about me.
That's right. I could talk about me anytime.
Any old time.
So anyway, so that's that'll be coming up on the 17th.
Right.
We invite the community. If you're with the, I was going to say if you're hearing the sound of our voice, but, you know, actually, since we go all the way around the world, that probably doesn't work as well as it used to, but I'll be more than happy for you to be here. Enjoy that. So, official... Oh,
wait. Okay, here we go.
Okay, just a short. That was a short.
Yeah. Thank you.
Officials in Los Angeles are worried the Olympics are negatively impacting city computers. The New York Post reports so many city workers have been streaming Olympic coverage online, city computers now at risk of crashing. The top IT officer for the city of Los Angeles, that's got to be a tough job. I mean, how many offices do you have to be going, oh, if I just did that, cool. sent out a memo to thousands of employees this week urging them to knock it off while on the job because the local network was experiencing high volume of traffic due to people watching the Olympics online.
See? I'm one of those watching it online.
But you're not in Los Angeles. It's really okay.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not on the LA network.
Yeah. Okay, so did you hear about this guy from Great Falls, Montana, who took his girlfriend to the Chicago Cubs game, and he arranged to flash the message on the big board, Erica, will you marry me?
I heard about it, but I know it got really awkward.
Was it a fail? Was it?
Well, Erica was away in the beer line. And when she returned, she had, you know, had to, you know, what? Yeah, like, what? Okay, yeah? Like, yeah? And again, I'm not sure how you get all that set up, but I mean, doesn't he communicate with the Cubs people as to when this is going to happen?
I don't know.
Did he send Erica away and hope she wouldn't see it because he chickened out? I mean,
maybe he changed his mind.
It could be. It could really be. But why would the guy let his girl go to the beer line and take the chance of missing the message?
Yeah. I don't know. I imagine the Cubs probably get all kind of requests like that, and they say, yeah, but we're not promising when it'll happen.
Could be.
So, you know.
Could well be. Pittsburgh man allegedly broke into a lady's apartment, selected a few odd items to steal. Unidentified 24-year-old. Well, it says he's unidentified. How do they know he's 24?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, okay, anyway. Unidentified 24-year-old snatched a potato peeler, kitchen knife from the dishwasher, and the woman's pet dog.
Okay. Oh, man, now they...
Yeah, you go to meddling, you steal the dog.
Victims called the police who immediately... Oh, they did. They said they arrested the guy. They say alcohol was involved. Well, what? Was he sitting out in the hallway?
Had the dog been drinking?
Yeah, really, the dog was drunk.
He on the stoop? Yeah, okay. Missy Franklin
Yeah, from Colorado.
Yeah, says she's going to maintain her amateur status and go right into college after her senior year of high school.
Does she say where she's going to college?
Does not say.
Well, you see, because there were some popular little chat, internet chat rooms that were talking about the Aggie Bria Larson, hoping that she was doing some heavy recruiting of Missy Franklin to maybe come to Texas A&M University.
It worked. It'll work as well as it did with the Olsen twins.
Well, you can't ever tell. I mean, you know, Bria and Missy been hanging out for a couple of weeks together.
And you know,
well, more than that, actually, through the trials and all of that.
I'm pretty sure that there's probably not another college in America that wants her.
No one wants her.
Let's see.
She's a gold medalist. She's a pretty darn good kid, it seems like. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody would want her.
Right. Yeah. So, but why not A&M?
Hello?
They got a big pool and everything.
Hey, Scott, the bride that was MIA on the wedding proposal?
Yeah.
Hey, she was in the beer line. That's a valid excuse right there.
I understand. I don't think there's any doubt.
Marry that woman.
Yeah. Got a better offer. Yeah. $5.75 a cup. I'm doing good there. No, I'm just saying.
The A&M coach, Steve Boltman, was there also. He's an assistant coach for Team USA. Now, I don't know whether he's allowed to, how much recruiting he's allowed to do while they're over in London, but I don't know.
How's that work? Yeah, because is there, you know, for folks who care, they have this time period when football coaches or basketball coaches can talk to recruits, and then there's other times that they have to act like they don't exist.
Right.
So I don't know if that happens in swimming or not.
I don't know either.
Do you leave pictures of the facility just kind of laying there so that Gabby might see them? And again, I know there aren't any other schools interested in this young lady, so we'll just – shall we just go ahead and let's go ahead and name an apartment for her or something like that.
That's right. Let's name a street.
Look at Gabby Douglas' apartment. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, Gabby Douglas isn't coming here because we're talking about Missy Franklin, first of all.
Oh, that's right.
Gabby Douglas
isn't
coming here because we don't have a gymnastics team.
That's true.
That's right.
And Gabby Douglas is only 14, I think. So. Any number of problems with that.
She's going to be on. She's going to be a cereal box, I think.
Is she?
She's going to. Don't you do this?
Well, now that's not amateur.
No. Hello.
Last night on her interview, she said, "Cal Berkeley, USC, or maybe Texas."
Oops. Thank you.
Now they're going to meddling there.
That's distressing.
Maybe they cut off the microphone early. Maybe they cut the audio and they forgot that A&M part. Oh.
So Coach Boltman and Bria hadn't been talking it up good enough, evidently.
Well, is that or maybe they talked too much?
Yeah, maybe so.
So we won't have to drive far to see Missy Franklin, is that it? Great. Okay. Yeah.
She may be here for a dual meet sometime.
Yeah, she may come swim at A&M at some point. Oh, there she goes.
Man,
she's fast.
Oh, yeah, she got on that bus quick, didn't she?
That conversation went south quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
We were pretty happy with
that.
Well,
hey, go Cal Berkeley.
So no winner in Saturday night's lottery. We're talking $202 million now. Cash value is $142.9. Don't matter that it's 44 states. $195.2 million to one chance.
Somebody's got to win.
All it takes is one ticket.
That's right.
You and your coworkers can quit your jobs. Go live the good life.
Uh-huh.
Say, why didn't I buy another ticket? Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, it's coming up on Wednesday. It's 7:46.